Because you can handle the truth.
Well, good morning. Hour two. Hello, y'all. Republic of Texas Radio here, and we're bringing you great messages like if your friends are all deer, don't skin a deer and try to feed them food. Yeah, that's a kind of a strange message to give out on a Sunday morning, but maybe it's important. Hey, before we move
well,
on,
you know, actually, that almost upset me more than my relatives snubbing me because I didn't want to talk about fantasy football.
Yeah, and you're probably going to live with that a lot longer, too, as the deer take a while to get used to the fact that they can smell themselves on your hands and shirt. Yeah, well, maybe that's the same as in the media when one of them kills one of us, and then we go like, Epstein? Oh, no, nothing to see here. Oh, yeah, Epstein. No, Epstein's okay. You know, Scotland Yard looked into it, and they don't want to do it. Don't worry about it. Epstein? Nah, he died. Epstein, go away.
One other thing real quick here. Relating back to, I was listening to the Perrin Show yesterday, and they were talking about the United Nations Organization for Proliferation of Chemical Weapons, you know, in that report that came out. I don't know, I saw one of the first reports that came out, and the explanation they had for the report and its inaccuracy was that they said that the report was scientifically impoverished. Kind of like when the paper came out and said that we are the least affordable place to live in the state of Texas. I mean, it's the words that they used to say, well, it was basically it's a complete made-up copulating lie, you know. It's, we lied to you, but we're going to be nice and say it was scientifically impoverished. Unbelievable.
That's pretty stupid. Hey, Dave in Michigan, I see you holding there. Why don't we go for you? Knock, knock.
Hey,
morning, Dave.
Hey, we're all mourning somebody's death. I don't know why they use that term, morning, right? Good morning.
Huh.
So,
yeah, kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Tech Mars, you know, rings a bell, man. He's
yeah,
gone.
There you go. Right. So we're good morning
now,
for him.
You know.
Anyway, I heard Alan say his deers are calling him a cannibal. I just kind of laughed and thought, well, maybe they're not calling him a cannibal, but they might be calling him a carnivore or a murderer. But anyway, Alan, do you have any pet bucks?
Some of her offspring, you know, have stayed around. Now, pet bucks, you've got to watch out for because during the rut, everything
gets
kind of crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, and you've got to keep a real close eye on them. And you know, her offspring, you know, she's had, you know, most years she's had two fawns. And generally, one of them's a male and one's a female. You know, a buck
right.
and a doe, and you know, as early when the rut's first starting up, the young bucks, which I pretty much know are you know her offspring, they'll come up and they'll get fairly close to me, but then when the main rut kind of starts, you know, the family females will drive off, you know, the family males, so those younger bucks get driven out so they don't interbreed. It's kind of, you know, they've got a pretty good, you know, social structure set up so they don't interbreed and do all that. You know, the females will run out the younger bucks that are of the family line, and that way it doesn't get all schmeggered up. But, it's a very, like I said, since I bottle fed her, and I can, you know, I can do anything I want to with her. I'll pick, you know, cactus needles out of her when she's, you know, got them in her and stuff like that. And I'll go walk out in the pasture with her and her family, and because the does don't run from me, I'm walking out there in the middle of the pasture walking with them. The other deer that are around don't run either, so I've gotten real tight with, you know, deer behavior and the little quirks and the real little tiny subaudible grunts almost that you got to be real close to them to hear, and little squeaks that they make and the way they raise and ruffle their hair when they get, you know, different moods. It's kind of strange watching them. It's very interesting though.
Are you documenting all this?
Just in my own head. No, I don't carry a camera with me everywhere I go. I'm kind of one of those old type folks.
You should make a documentary about it. I think that would be pretty cool to watch on PBS.
And, you know, and you know, a lot of people's aspirations today are to be a YouTube sensation, so but it's just not one of mine. You know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, I've seen so many things out in nature, you know, out hunting and sitting or watching a little spring squirrel playing on a branch above you, and all of a sudden, you know, an owl comes swooping through and plucks one of them off the branch, you know, and the other one, you know, lays down and grunts for a little bit and then hauls ass as soon as the owl's gone. Things like, you know, you could capture it on film, but unless you're actually sitting there watching it, you know, it still doesn't have the same relevance. It's not like actually being out in nature. You know, I guess people that live in the big city can experience nature that way, kind of, you know, surreptitiously, but it's nothing like being out there and actually experiencing it.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. But it is good education. I think it's pretty neat that you get to do what you do and, you know, experience all that. I did want to comment on they added a P to the LGBTQP now. You guys hear about that? I think it's pedo. Yeah, pedo.
Mm-hmm. But they want to change the name to pedo because it doesn't sound as bad as pedophile.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yes, the gay pride parade, you know. Oh, no, never mind. We were talking about it offline. I'm not going to bring anybody else into it.
Right.
But it's sick. It's really, you know, it's sick. I don't know what to do. But, you know, it's normal to a lot of these other people. They're like, well, we've already been, you know, indoctrinated into all these other things. So, you know, that's different, but whatever. Like, whoa. Really? We're going there, it looks like. Unless something happens, change it, we're going there.
And it's the normalization of all this stuff. It's kind of like, you know, when I got so infuriated, because, you know, I do have an autistic niece, and our local paper here comes out, you know, with an article talking about, you know, the new Doogie Howser, you know, little guy. It's a little, you know, autistic doctor who, you know, made it through, and he solves all the hard cases that, you know, that the smart regular doctors can't figure out. You know, this autistic, you know, boy comes in and he solves all the cases and he's the hero. And this whole article are these women who are talking about, and I knew it was going to get to it, and finally she says it in the article. She says, well, everything that we can do to normalize the situation, the whole article, nothing was said about what the causes of it were and trying to stop it. They were trying to make it normal. They were trying to normalize being autistic. And it just infuriates me. And everyone, you know, everyone reads it, and it's all nice, flowing language, you know, and it all sounds good unless you know what they're actually doing. When I saw that word, we need to try to normalize it, I was like, no, that pisses me off to no end. Nothing was said about trying to stop it. What's causing it? You know, why are our kids battling idiots, you know, 1 in 36 or whatever, depending on where you're at? You know, it's crap like that, and this is a normalization. It's the same thing they're doing with the homosexual, pedophile, bestiality, you know, agenda. It's just debauchery and decline of morality, and it's happening slowly. My grandfather, in a book, you know, he's quoted in an article in this book. This guy came out and wrote a series of books about the people out here in the countryside. You know, the good old stock. You know, that kind of, you know, settled this area. And you know, my grandfather's quoted in there as saying, you know, where it's like, well, he says, well, when the government can come onto your land and tell you what you can and can't do on your land, well, I see that as socialism. But I guess if that's the way it's going, we have to accept it. And I'm sitting here screaming, God, no, Grandpa, Opa, I wish you were alive. I'd be screaming at you. No, don't accept it. Fight against it. You know, do something. Don't just go along with it. But that's, you know, they're good people. Most good people don't want to cause a stir. You know, well, it's not going to affect me, so I won't say anything, and eventually it bites him in the ass. All this stuff, it's all normalization of all this.
What do you think?
You're right.
Dave? We're going to back on into Republic Broadcasting back in 2008. Let's get your closing thoughts on that. Feel free to call in a little later or whenever. We always appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Sorry I babbled on so long.
Oh, that's all right. No,
but some of this stuff really gets to me.
Nailed it. Nailed it, man.
All of us get it. All of us, you know, it's frustration. But, I mean, what can you say? You're supposed to say nothing? Really? That's what everybody else does. They say nothing. turn the other cheek. I'll show you a cheek. Just kidding. That's what you tell them. I'll show you a cheek. You know, we're going to change that to say, I'll show you a cheek. No,
what'd you hear there, Dave?
Folks, one thing I want to... Oh, is Dave still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did you have anything else, Dave?
No, I'm good, guys. You have a great show. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, well, what I wanted to get into, Alan, you know, and it's going to be the rest of December. I need to talk to you all about something that makes a difference, right, that has we've known to make a difference. You know, you complain about your OPA just saying that it's socialism, and I guess that's all we can do. Well, there's more that you can do, and there's more that you, Alan, and I, Steve, right, you know, that we can do, and everybody out there listening. Now, republicbroadcasting.org is what is generating this signal. It's a radio network, and it has a whole bunch of hosts. Throughout time, its influence on the world is, well, we don't know. We really don't know. Has there been a groundswell of information? Yes. Can we quantify it? Can we understand what impact Republic Broadcasting has been in the world? No. We know it's there. We know it's changed things. We know it needs help. We know it's the time of the season for love and Santa and Thanksgiving. But it's also the time of the season of, well, hell, because everybody goes through this thing, and not everybody, but a lot of people like to put all their money in little trinkets and gifts for, let's say, people that throw them away, that don't matter. Republic Broadcasting matters, and I just wanted to donate, you know, my time, you know, and efforts and money, you know, towards Republic Broadcasting this Christmas to try to make it a little bit better in 2019 to move to 2020. Just a little bit. Anything you can do, folks, is well appreciated. John Stadmore must be a real bear. I'd be starting talking about a son of a something to sit there and beg for money to pay for rent for Republic Broadcasting. Last week, we talked about 2007 and the lineup that they've got. This week, we're going to start with 2008. And I picked a very special date to start this this year, and we're going to do it a little bit different. 2008 was a strange year. And besides, get a pencil. You know, get a pen, get a whatever. You know, I want you guys to think about taking care of Republic Broadcasting this month, this December. You know, it's very important. But remember back, friends, family, whatever you want to be called, Republic Broadcasting in 2008. Let me set the time a little bit different, and let's set the time to 2008. And what did I pick? December 2008. Now, what just happened was we just went through an election. And the election, this guy named Barry Satoro was elected as Presidente, El Presidente of the Americas. Dun, 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 and he danced around the hat. Oh, and he said, you all suck and I'm great. He was just like this pompous prick that got elected, right? And if you went over to Republic Broadcasting at that time and you read the front page, it tells you a lot of what was going on in our society at the time. You know, the first thing in their feed talks about 23 bank failures that year, right? Some Blackwater guards, that's before it was called, hey, good morning, Kyrick. The Blackwater guards, when they were still called Blackwaters. Monsanto was accidentally releasing cottonseed. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, wow. That's great. You know, all this stuff was happening. There was a great gun sales boom, right? You know, wow. All of a sudden they called Barack Hussein Obama or whatever, you know, Barry Satoro or, you know, whatever we want to call him. They called him the greatest gun salesman of our time. Because he sold more guns once he got elected, and no, I don't know. 2008 was a a time of bank bailouts, right, and a time of, you know, overjoy, right, for the Democrats, right, for, because all of a sudden they had, well, full strength, kind of. You know, it was a time for people feeling better because they just elected a half-black person to the White House that changed his name to some kind of a Muslim name, but he wasn't a Muslim, but he wasn't a Christian, and I don't know. And he swore on, well, this is 2008. Wasn't quite president. Right, Alan? Who was president? It was George Bush. You know, he's hanging out in the wings and happier than a clam. You remember you remember all of 2008, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. I believe 2008 was the year that I told my in-laws and even the one that was big in banking, I said, watch out for September 15th. And what happened on September 15th? And they were like, well, how did you know that? I'm like, well, maybe what I'm listening to is telling me a lot more of the truth than anything that you're listening to. And they're like, oh, okay. They look at the sky and say, is it going to rain today? They didn't really want to know. They were just amazed that a stupid little redneck me could, sitting out here in the hills of Texas, could know more than you know, the big banker guy and all these other people.
Yeah, that's because a lot of what we're told is totally different from what they're being sold. You know, I guess it has to do with, you know, I don't know, the truth, the media and so forth. That's crazy. But RBN has been a, what is the word, a bastion of truth.
A bellwether,
you know, that was really good. It's been doing a lot of stuff during 2008, you know, during the December time frame. You know, they're having a lot of problems with the archives. There's a link up here that shows, and what I'm reading through, folks, is not as visible at the republicpodcasting.org website. You have to dig deep, right? There's this place called the Internet Time Machine, the Wayback Machine, and it will allow you to go through time to a certain extent to different web pages and visit the website, right? You know, here at the Wayback Machine, I focused in on December 10th, 2008, and we're looking back then. Basically, my first vision had been just to show you folks, you know, how RBN has changed and all the great hosts and all the great minds that have joined us, you know. Heck, and it's such a small list as far as hosts go. I mean, it's only in the hundreds, you know. I don't think it'll exceed the thousands by the time we get to 2009. But when you start talking about the listeners, my God, the amplitude of the numbers, or not the amplitude, that's just a hoity-toity way of saying the amount of people that it reached, you know, is phenomenal. Anyways, I feel like I'm kind of rambling a little bit. Let's get to the list. How's about that, Alan?
Go for it.
Monday morning, Sam Bushman. Remember Sam Bushman? Sam Bushman works over at, doesn't he still have a network, or is he a Liberty
that's
Radio
where I,
network?
That's where I first heard Farron, Liberty News Radio.
LNR, yeah. Sorry, folks, my boy is awake, and he's rampaging around right now. But, yeah, Liberty News Radio, I think that was the first thing. Farron, remember that from Farron and Brian, but he was simulcast over in 2008, or maybe it was his basic home. Republic Broadcasting before LNR, the news radio up on Galaxy 19 and available through the web. Yeah, the music. Hang on, folks. Let me grab a little bit more coffee so I talk faster, and then I'll be right back. Republic Texas Radio. In my head, the camera, the circus, tell the morning times.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. Hey, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I got an email this week. Took a look at it before the show, and it was from Murr. And I'll wave hi to Murr. Hi, Murr. How are you? Murr was asking that I go back to the chat room and... yeah, it was a really nice email, and I really do appreciate that a lot, and I'll put a little bit of thought into it. I don't want to jump back into it. But I'll tell you this, Murr. It's times like this when I'm going through a lot of information, a lot of possibilities. I'm asking Alan, we're talking about public broadcasting in the old, that the chat room becomes very important because their information and so forth goes back a long way. And they could add an awful lot to the show. So I take that to heart, and we'll see where we go with that. But do appreciate all you guys' emails. You know, those are, they mean a lot, right? That you reach out and, you know, say hi or say what you want. If you have any favorite hosts that you wanted me to get a hold of or you know how to get a hold of these guys and they're interested and want to talk about them, please email me. My site info is over at Republic Broadcast. You can go over there. You can donate if you feel like it. Anyways, we're talking about 2008, December 10th, and Sam Bushman, right? So the Sam Bushman Liberty Roundtable was Sam Bushman, or at least at the time it was. Sam Bushman, co-host, was Carlton Bowen, Kirk Crosby, Sean Henry, and other guests, right? And they did dealt with local, state, national politics, and yada yada, unique, independent perspective, da da da. And it was, well, you know, and it was there. It was great. Sam's still there. He's still making a difference. You'd have to look him up, Sam Bushman, but he's not here anymore. He's not now. Next on Monday morning was 10 o'clock in the morning, and then the Sam thing played from 7 to 9. With 10 o'clock, the Global Research Hour with Michael Shustodowski. I'm not very good at those Russian names. Shustodowski. Yeah, maybe that accent helped. And Stephen Lindman. And I don't know anything about that one. Do you, Alan?
Steve Lindman, yeah, I believe he's in Canada. Yeah, he's been, I don't particularly agree with all of his views, but he's been around for quite a while. Yeah, he's been one of the ones in the fight.
I'm trying to find more information on that, and I really don't get...
I still see him periodically on, like, Russia Today. We'll have him for, you know, as some kind of an expert, you know, periodically. I still see him periodically.
Okay, well, what we got over from the old 2008 Republic Broadcasting is he's from globalresearch.ca, and we'll see if that actually still exists if you want to, you know, provide the global perspective on what's happening in America, blah, 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 sorry, the blah, 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 you know, any one of these shows, right? There's a lot of words that you don't necessarily want to hear, and it's going to be for listeners. It's against Al-Qaeda and the war on terrorism and what happened in the White House, you know, and basically we were at war. Global Research News Hour. Thanks, guys, for everything you did. If you're listening in, if any of you, you know those folks, do appreciate their time and their service. Remember the impeachment hearings? We're supposed to thank everybody for their service. Well, I thank all of Republic Broadcasting hosts for their service. I'm being serious and talking funny, but it means something. How about this one, Alan? The Sting of the Stang with Alan Stang.
Mm-hmm. Alan Stang.
Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
Sting of the Stang. Really? You go back a lot farther than I do. What was that one about? Was Stephen Stang? Is that his name?
Alan Stang. He was one of those who'd been in it for a long time. Had been around for a long time, and you know, had good information to put out, just like a lot of these guys do. You know, and it's kind of like it's like a Jordan Maxwell. You know, he talks about, you know, I was talking about this stuff, you know, back in the 62 and 63. You know, what's going on, and trying to inform people, and imagine how those guys have been pulling their hair out over the decades, saying, you know, because thinking it's like, man, it can't get much worse than this. Surely people got to wake up. It can't get much worse than this. I mean, that's the hard thing about this whole situation, about being awoke, you know, is that, wow, you know, you figure out how bad it is, and it's like, man, it just cannot last much longer. How in the hell could it, you know? And it just keeps dragging on and dragging on and dragging on.
Wow. Hey, Ken was actually his board op for a while, right? What it says over at the Republic Broadcasting website about Alan Stang is the Sting of the Stang exposes various manifestations of the conspiracy for world government. Okay, its players, its purpose, its techniques, and the present invasion of the United States by illegal aliens to the illegal war in Iraq and the sodomite revolution to the preposterous political process and more. Well, you know what? I guess you can have that show nowadays, too. We're still just on phase two. What date are you looking for? Here, let me send you a link here. Sorry, I'm talking with Ken in the background. That sounds like today's topic, right? You know, does that just fit perfectly in our world today there, Alan?
What's that?
What I just read about the Sting of the Stang. You know,
oh, yeah.
his show would be relevant today, right now. I wish I could get the archives. The audio files for a lot of these shows are hard to find, if not available. I don't know where to actually where to get them, because the archives over at Republic Broadcasting have undergone so many changes. You know, 2008 web storage of audio files was very expensive. Nowadays, it's insignificant. You know, but before we had to pay for bandwidth and all sorts of stuff. That's why you had subscriptions to archives and whatnot. I'm not too sure if Republic Broadcasting, I won't remember if they used to charge for archives in the early days of 2008 and 2009. Do you remember, Alan? But you never really had access.
No, that's really kind of out of my league, you know, but talking about these guys, you know, there's a lot of guys, you know, Dr. Stan Monteith, you know, who wasn't on this network, but, you know, talking about people that just, you know, have been in it a long time, have good information, have done a lot of research, and you might not agree with everything, but, you know, good, you know, that's where, you know, at least these outlets allow us, like I said, to use our own brain. You know, you don't have Walter Cronkite, you know, on these stations sitting up in front of you saying, and that's the way it is, you know, December 1st, 2019. You know, don't use, you know, and most of the guests, you know, and the hosts here, they'll say, don't believe me. You know, take, you know, what I've given you, links or just names or whatever, look them up yourself. Use your own brain. Figure out what you want to believe yourself, what meshes more with what you've seen as reality compared to the crap that you're getting from mainstream television. You know, that's just, I don't see how anyone can even watch the news and still even think that they're coming out any way, you know, informed. You know, misinformed is about the only thing you come away from that with. At least here you've got a chance to use your own brain and decide what you want to. You know, if someone talks about, you know, about the Jewish problem, you know, if you want to concentrate on that, you can do it. You know, you can hear it. You've got all different points of view. You know, it's from what I found out, Steve, it's good to have a healthy understanding of what all the hosts talk about, and because who knows, somewhere down the line, what they talked about that you didn't really think was relevant before will come into play sometime in the future, because all this stuff comes back around eventually.
Yeah, I mean, there's a host that everybody likes to talk about on Republic Broadcasting that is, you know, you say his name and then everybody goes, "Rah!" I won't say his name, but, you know, hey, it's perspective. You know, you don't have to actually like it to, you know, you could listen and learn something, even though, I don't know, I'm not going to say the name. Hey, Ken just weighed in real quick, and he wanted to say that archives at Republic Broadcasting have always been free. The difference between archives being free and behind a gated wall is, well, money. You know, there's been a lot of hosts or networks out there that have charged for access to the archives, and that's their way to actually finance the operation. Republic Broadcasting has, you know, they've been, that means a lot, folks, right? They are free right now. All the archives are up there. If you want to go ahead and go to republicbroadcasting.org, you can get archives of this show and a whole bunch of other shows. There are some that are missing. They were lost. They were lost in time, and it was probably, God, it was probably the hack of 2011, 2010. I don't know. I'll find out by the time we're done. And just a damn shame. Let me keep going, because we're coming around the corner. 4 o'clock, National Intel Report. That was the same as 2007. John held that spot for a long time. And that was really good when he was doing the 4 o'clock, 4 to 5, 5 to 6. Really good for me. And that's really what I kind of focused on. You know, I loved having John on the 4 o'clock spot. Made my day.
Yeah. When he changed his time, it kind of threw me for a loop, kind of like this Central Daylight Time, Daylight Saving Time crap does.
I know, but currently John does the 6 to 7, or 6
to 8.
What is it? Yeah. 6 to 8 Central Standard Time slot, which makes it really kind of difficult for me. He did say that when he switched that spot, he said that that's the sweet spot, and, you know, he's into the programming, and so, you know, he moved a host that he felt was a hell of a lot better than him into that spot, and, you know, cheers to John for making that move, but damn, still miss you, buddy. Let's see.
And he was true to his word. He said, you know, he always said that, you know, if there was something more relevant that he thought that would, you know, that could be on in his time slot, you know, he'd switch his time. He'd give it up, and he did. So, you know, yes, you know, whether you agree with John on everything or not, you know, he has done a lot of good things for trying to get people informed.
Yeah, definitely. You know, here's a positioning. Robbie Noel at 6 p.m. following John Stadtmuller's show. That's like doing the, you know, a lot of radio stations do that, right? So they hit their heavy duty news show, right? John used to cover a lot of the stuff that currently Michael Rivero covers, you know, which would be the news of the day and what is happening and maybe some of the super important stories that need to be said. And then they go straight into financial market because Robbie Noel was always the flip side, which was his show. Robbie Noel is no longer broadcasting, and last I heard, he's living in South Africa, if I remember right. You know, he moved over. I think he was from there. Do you remember?
He was from there.
Too
yeah.
Much about him. Yeah. And then there's 7 o'clock cutting through the matrix with Alan Watt. He was an interesting one. What would you say about Alan Watt besides he had an accent?
He had great information. The one problem I had with Alan is that he talked so slow and so low that it would almost lull you into almost like a stupor. You know, the information was great. You know, I got a lot of information from him, but sometimes it was just really kind of hard to, because he was so soft-spoken, it almost, like, lulled you into not to sleep, but I don't know. It was very kind of strange.
It was kind of strange.
Heck, I got a friend up the road that even named his dog after his dog. His dog's named Hamish. You know, he named his dog Hamish.
Oh, CFR sitting there poking at me saying, say the name. No. How's that? No, I won't say it. I'll say this next name. This next name was controversial his entire time on the air, Michael Collins Piper with the Piper Report. I heard so many polarizing opinions about Michael Collins Piper when I pulled into Fredericksburg, and I didn't even know who he was. Still really don't. Think I listened to, I heard his show, but what can you tell me about that, Alan? Because I'm not an expert on it, but I did hear people liking him and hating him.
Well, once again, good information. I mean, it told you, you know, what the power structure is. Who's, you know, as far as we can tell, you know, probably ultimately at the very top, you know. But when all you focus on is that, And then, you know, the normal people out here, you know, we don't have, you know, Amschel Meyer Rothschild, you know, breaking in and disrupting our lives, you know, directly. It's the minions, the underlings that carry out all the policies that the Jews develop, if you want to call it that, or the Zionists, whatever you want to term them. It's good to have, you know, a good solid foundation of the basic power structure, you know, where a lot of the ultimate evil is possibly, you know, more than likely coming from. And I say for certain, you know, I've never been directly, impinged upon by Meyer Amschel Rothschild directly. But, you know, it's good to have an understanding. And when that's all you talk about, you know, the one-trick pony, it can get, you know, to a point of where, you know, a lot of people will, you know, would shut it off, you know. And it's very strange. Everyone has their own avenues and that they want to pursue. And, it, you know, for some, they, you know, loved and didn't miss a show that he had. Others, you know, would I periodically pop in, and he would have, you know, things that I like to listen to, and then other times it was just, you know, I kind of knew it, and, you know, it would I would drift elsewhere. But, you know, that's our free nation. We have the opportunity to listen to what we want to, and don't listen to what, you know, once again, good information. You know, it was, as far as I could tell, you know, the truth. It's just, towards the end, it kind of got to where, you know, if you called up, you know, and said, yeah, Michael, I was out on my ranch the other day and, you know, stepped in a fire ant mound, and man, I must have got bit by 1,000 of them little suckers. And he would have said, you know, they're Jews, you know. It got to a point of almost, in my mind, you know, ridiculous to a point, but more than likely he was right, to tell you the truth. You know, it's I'm not one to say. I don't know the ultimate truth. I'm just trying to find as much as I can.
I gotcha. You know, it's like we're saying the same thing but differently, and maybe that appeals to different audiences, and that's maybe the thing that's important, right? That some people can get through with to some, and some, I don't know. What are we listening
that's
for?
That's supposed to be our option. That's supposed to be our option. You know, if you don't like the channel, if you don't like the host, you know, you can switch it. You know, you don't have to, you know, call and complain and you know, bitch and moan about it. I'm sorry to say that, but, you know, you don't have to, you know, to do that. Yeah, that's our free choice. You know, if you don't want to listen to a particular host, you can change the channel. You know, that's
right.
Our freedom. That's what we're all kind of fighting for.
Okay, the matter of time. I guess we're going to move on. Roger. This is a fun name, Alan. You're going to like this one. Maybe you even remember it. Roger Fredenberg. It's close to Fredericksburg. Fredinburg, neighborhood 21. Can't find anything about this one. Tell me, what do you remember Roger Fredenberg?
I remember the name. I don't remember exactly what his particular emphasis was. I can't quite remember that one.
The show name is Neighborhood 21, and I would guess that he went down the Agenda 21 position.
More than likely, yeah.
More than likely, but we'll see. You know, we'll see if that flushes out any different. Cheers to Michael Collins Piper and Roger Fredenberg. You know, appreciate your service. Thank you for everything that you did. You mean a lot to us, definitely.
I will say, Steve, that there's one guy that was on that I really never did really care to listen to, and ends up he's the one that got RBN and John in trouble. I remember I was listening to you know, after midnight, I was listening to the replays, and John came in on and got on air live, you know, like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
I saw his name the other day, and I know who you're talking about. Keep going.
He said, I just had a visit. John's like, I just had a visit from the FBI, and apparently one
the
of my
FBI,
hosts has sent a letter to the governor. And
and what that was all about, the government for the U.S. or something like that. Oh, God, what was that host's name? I don't know. We'll get to him. He's a couple years ahead. But if you guys are thinking of his name, you know, email me. You know, but we'll get to him. I guarantee you. Let's finish off the evening with Rick Adams. You know, he had Uncensored Radio Free America. He's still on Republic Broadcasting. You know, he used to do a five-day-a-week spot. Now you can catch him on Saturdays. So, you know, at least that little chunk of history is still with us. Congratulations, Rick, for being around for so dang long. Really appreciate everything you've done. Thank you. So that's how we do it. We kind of thank people for everything they did. You know, Chris Hinckley seems to have been around a heck of a lot longer than I thought. You know, I'm seeing his name. He was with us in 7, and he's here at 8, too. Yeah. And he still had Road Warrior Radio. Man, he's one of the old ones, huh? I always think
I remember when Chris, when he was moving, he moved, I don't know if he's still somewhere, but he was moving at that point somewhere around Norman, Oklahoma out there, and he was doing a move. I remember the Road Warrior Radio.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of the Tuesday, this was a strange time when Republic Broadcasting would have different people on at different days of the week, which made for a real kind of different world.
A variety.
You know, so a variety, right? So you'd catch somebody on Monday or Tuesday, and I'm just glancing through the Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays to try to figure it out. But it looks like it's pretty much the same, you know, Monday through Friday. Oh, it's the Restore America plan. CFR just, no, that was the RAT. R-A, it was close to Sam Kennedy, right? It turned into something else. It turned into ROTUS, right?
Republic of the United States, close.
And
ended up ROTUS was like,
turned into,
ROTUS was an acronym for like a wolf trap or something in some other language.
Yeah. Very close, CFR. Cheers to you, man. I guess Art, did I just get a little bleep that Art's back in the queue? Hey, Art, why don't you come on board? Hey, Art.
Yeah, you did this last week, naming off some of the older shows, but I never heard some of my favorites, like 2A Radio with Bill Carnes, Freedom Frenzy with Jerry
and
Jenny.
Well, what year was they? What years were they?
They were back.
That's what I'm doing right now.
They were back in that.
The internet lost a lot of stuff, man. And all I can do is grab the stuff that's out there.
Or was that back when Republic Radio International was going?
But there was one thing, though. Well, two things, actually. I can't seem to find the chat room. I'm at republicoftexasradio.chatango.com, but there's nobody there. So I don't know if I'm at the wrong chat room or something.
I abandoned that. And Murr sent me an email saying that I should get my big boy pants on. She didn't say panties. That was nice. She had a really nice letter for it.
You were saying something about CFR, so I guess there's a chat room you're looking at somewhere. I just can't see.
No, he just pings me, right? I'm getting pings from mail, and I'm getting pings from cell phone and Skype and whatnot.
You were talking about the archive, and there was one time when the archives were a paid subscription thing. I remember because I used to pay for a subscription. That's how I know that. There was a time when it was a paid thing. But also, too, if you're interested, I don't know exactly how we would pull it off, but I've got RBN archives going all the way back, let me see, from 2011 all the way up to 2016, and I've got a few for 2018. But if you want some of the older ones going back to like 2011, 2012, 2013, mm-hmm. I've got them.
Okay, that's great to know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just want to try to cover the history of RBN before the year's over, because when we get to 2020, I don't know what happens, right? We all turn into pumpkins? No, I think that it's important to just talk about this stuff and all the wonderfulness. It's an angle that came on my heart, right? So I'm not doing this as some super pledge drive. But I do believe that Republic should be, supported. And I want people to know what all these people have done for us. Now I'm talking like a robot. Okay. Well, hey, I have a few minutes left. I'm going to try to get through Saturday and Sunday.
All right, well, email me if you're interested in these older archives. Just email me, and we'll try to see if we can figure out a way to get them to you.
Oh, definitely. We'll figure that out. Thank you. Appreciate it. And look at this. Go ahead, Alan. Did you have something to say?
No. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess that was an echo. So Saturday was Chris Hinckley. Wow, 7 days a week, really? Was he broadcasting 7 days a week in 2008? Damn, that's a tough shot. But he was. He had, it wasn't a replay. It says Road Warrior Radio, 12-1 and 1-2. Then there were some rebroadcasts that came on with Govern America, Darren Weeks. If you listen to this show, you've heard that name before. You probably remember him way before you remember us. The Liberty Hour. Oh, that was back when Mark Glenn and Phil Turney did that show. That show was probably more instrumental. I don't say they're more instrumental to spread information about an obscure subject. But they actually did what they tried to do is bring the story of the Liberty out into the open. and now the only people that haven't heard, I don't know. I still get people that try to tell me, you ever hear about the Liberty? I go, yeah. What did you hear about the Liberty? Well, that we tried to shoot it down. Well, we did kind of. And it was bad, you know, but regular people, people that don't listen to RBN, are hearing that. So that was a successful show. I don't remember when Mark Glenn left the show, but Phil kept it for a few years. Remember anything else about the Liberty Hour there, Alan?
Except for, you know, really informing me about, you know, the falsity and the, you know, the hypocrisy of the Vietnam War. No, that's where I really learned. You know, I mean, I kind of knew, you know, that the whole thing was a sham, but getting into the intricacies of it, yeah, that's basically where I learned at.
Oh, man, there's the music. We're always up against the break. Hang on, folks, we'll be right back. Public of Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning. God, that's a poison statement. Good morning. Really, I'm going to mourn really good. Hey, Tex Mars, you're out there, man. I know you passed away. Peace, brother. Appreciate you. What were you saying there as we were going into break? You know, we're trying to get saying, through all the posts, and callers are important, too.
I wish I could remember whose show this was on, but a woman called in to one of the shows right near the end, and she had a great quote. She said, "Unfortunately, the only part of the United States government that's listening to anything that the American public has to say is the NSA."
Well, last week I think who was it that was telling us that my dream to, when we finish this little thing, that we'll be able to extract all the show archives that have been lost in the world. You know, we can do that with the NSA since they're going through the Great Purge. We may have to go to one of their allies, the Chinese or the Israelis, and pull the archives from their core. They're probably going to be somewhere if we were ever.
Probably in that Utah data center out there.
I heard they were dumping a lot of that. It wasn't that Mike that called in, said that we're doing a big data purge, and they're probably dumping all the archives for the Republic of Texas Radio. They're like, well, we'll just buy them from the Israelis if we want it. Now, everybody, I mean, the data's somewhere probably, but just not here. Let me go through Saturday real quick. Saturday in the morning, Chris Hinckley, he's doing the 12 to 1. Darren Weeks, Phil Turney, we did that. Greg Evenson, thanks, man. Dr. Rebecca Carlin.
Greg is gone, too. He's another one of those guys that's gone from us.
No, yeah. Damn. I wish I could talk more about it, but we will. Well, you know, we got next year. We got 2009. We'll do it next year, next weekend. Rebecca Carlin, she was doing a weekend thing. Remember, she was in 2007, I think she was doing the weekday thing. At least I remember during the weekdays. And here's one, Hisham Tawali. You know, that was really fun. You know, it was one of those shows that John had on to really, well, show a different perspective. There's a Muslim that actually didn't believe in 9/11. You know, that was really trend-setting for the time. That was before the whole, I don't know what time that was. You know, because we've really been through so much. Anyways, thanks, Mr. Tawali, Hisham, whatever.
Hisham Tawali.
The contribution that you gave to us. You know, I turned your channel sometimes, but I might have done that to every single one of these shows. But it wasn't personal. I'll tell you that. Wayne Madison, Saturday Roundup with Wayne Madison. Yeah, that was fun. Another roundtable show. That was good. Dave Champion show with Dave Champion. James Edwards. I don't know if I should just read these off or should I hold them over to next week, Alan? And there's a lot to be said. Any thoughts?
Well, that's your choice, man. And like I said, there's been a lot of information put out. A lot of different folks.
Yeah, and I don't have any more time. Decision made. Until next week, folks, we'll move on. Republic Broadcasting. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, please. Have a look around. Read the news. Get involved. Listen to some shows. And, well, until next
Thanks
week,
for listening.
Republic of Texas Radio. Thanks for listening. Exactly.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.